This is the Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City.
Welcome to Grace Thoughts, the radio ministry of Greater Grace Church, located here in beautiful Green Acres, Florida. We're a local family-oriented church that places a great emphasis on teaching the Word of God without today's current trends and compromises. Our church meets every Sunday at the Green Acres Community Center, located at 501 Swain Boulevard at the intersection of 10th Avenue North. Worship begins at 10:30 a.m. Stay tuned now as we go to today's message being taught by our pastor and Bible teacher, Dan Foster.
1 John 3:14, we know we have passed from death to life, or we know that we're saved. We've passed from death, I was dead in my trespasses and sins, and then I was quickened and made alive by God. I have been saved, but I know that I have been saved, passed from death to life, because we love the brethren. We know that we have become Christians because we love the brethren. Who are the brethren? Look around. The brethren are very close to you. They're right beside you. And we love them. And he who does not love his brother abides continually in death. Pretty strong words. The test of our salvation is not some manifestation of the Holy Spirit. It's not a mouthful of words that don't make any sense. Because most of us, before we were Christians, had a mouthful of words that didn't make any sense. But it is not a mouthful of words that don't make sense. It's not gibberish. It's not anything like that. The presence of the Holy Spirit is indicated by love. Why? Because the Holy Spirit is God, Acts 5:3, and also God is love. So if love is inside of you, then that is the manifestation that God is in you. In Colossians chapter 3, verse 12, therefore, as the elect of God, holy and beloved, put on tender mercies. Putting on means that I have a closet of divine provisions. So I go to my closet. And I put on tender mercy, kindness, humility, meekness, and long-suffering, patience. Usually long-suffering is patience towards people, and when they use the word patience, it's patience in tribulation and circumstances. Long-suffering is what you do with people. So I went to my closet, and my spiritual closet, and I found tender mercy, kindness, humility, meekness. I didn't have those. Those things weren't part of my life. They're part of Christ. So I'm taking from him and putting it on my life to be able to use it in my relationships with you. Bearing one another means don't react to each other. Don't react. And forgiving one another. So I'm not reacting, but instead I'm forgiving you of whatever offense or sin you may have done against me. If anyone has a complaint against another, if you've got something to complain about the person beside you, or the person you go home with, that's your brethren too, then even as Christ forgave you, so also you must do to them. Above all these things in your closet, your spiritual closet, put on love. And why? Because love is the perfect bond of unity. The bond of perfection or perfectness means that it is perfect unity. Some of your other versions will say that. New American says it. NIV says it, and so forth. It is perfect unity. What is the thing I need for unity with you, with the person I go home with the people I work with the people I meet on a day-to-day basis? How do I stay unified to them? By having love for them. And with that love comes forgiveness. so that anything they do to me that might offend me, I instantly forgive them. This is the agapeo or agape love of God. It is a higher level of love than human beings possess in themselves. But agapeo love, the love of God, which is agape love, the Greek word agape, meaning it comes from God, is the perfect bond of unity to any relationship you're in. Friendships, relationships, marriages, work-related, whatever it is, your unity in that relationship is dependent upon the love of God. You are forbearing, which means you do not react to them. And if you do, you catch yourself quickly and get your heart right. And we tend to have an impulse reaction first, and then we catch ourselves later. But we forbear, we don't react, and we forgive. We dismiss it as having no meaning and no effect upon my life. We do that with every offense, even if they do not acknowledge or ask for forgiveness. Even if they don't ask for forgiveness, even if they don't even acknowledge they were wrong, you still forgive them. You don't have to wait for them to ask you. You don't have to punish them until they beg you for forgiveness. You don't have to do anything. You simply forgive. God does that with us. Whether you ask for forgiveness or not, you are forgiven in Christ forever. And God always forbears and forgives even before you acknowledge that you are wrong. Because you may never acknowledge that you were wrong. For example, the person beside you may turn to you and look at you and say, you know, you are really stupid and ugly. And that's offensive. And from your part, you need to do what? Forbear and forgive. Dismiss it. Chuckle a little bit and say, thanks for that. Thank you for that. Honesty on your part, and that's the end of it. And you don't hold a grudge. You don't have a thing in your heart against them. You've already forgiven them. Now, it would be a good thing if they came back and said, you know what I said to you was wrong. It was off, and I'm sorry. That would be a good thing, because if they came back to you, then that would probably lessen the probability that it would happen again. If they don't come back to you because somehow in their hearts they think that they're absolutely correct in being able to say that to you, because they're just, that's the kind of person they are. I'm just an honest person. I have to say it like I see it. You know, people are like that. And they're not going to come back. They're not going to say, could you forgive me? They're not going to say I was wrong. They're going to go on, and they may say it to you again next week and the week after and the week after. And that's your test of faith, because you're going to have to just keep forbearing and forgiving, forbearing and forgiving. Can you do it in your own flesh? Of course not. You'll react and attack back. But can you go to your spiritual closet and put on love, put on tender mercy, and be able to have an answer for them that comes from God instead of from you? Yes, you can. But people do things and say things, and people cannot, they don't come back and ask for forgiveness, but we forgive them whether they do or they don't. We have people that they storm out the door and they're angry at me, and then they come back 6 months later. And we don't say a word to them. We love them just as if they were never left. But it would be helpful if they acknowledged that their attitude was wrong when they left, because that will mean that most likely they won't be storming out next week. But if they just come back and say, well, I'll give it another try, without acknowledging that they're the ones that really got caught up in something they shouldn't have, and even if it was my fault, they should just forbear and forgive me, even if I don't ask for it. And then there would be our unity wouldn't be broken. But no, out the door six months later, they come back, and they're going to give it another shot. Well, you'll probably last a week or two, and somebody else will offend you, and you'll be gone again. Because you can't, if you're going to live that way in your Christian life, you're always going to, church to you is always going to have a revolving door. Because you'll always be leaving one church after another, after another, after another, because you don't forbear and forgive people. You don't just look for what God's called you to do and stick with it. And if people come off in certain ways to you, you're not offended. Getting offended is really babyish. It's baby Christianity. But mature people forbear and forgive. They have love one for another. They put on love. They put on mercy. They put on long-suffering. They put on those things that they have in Christ, and they're able to put up with even the rudest of people. And we have a few. And God put them here to test you. We have a few. And you may go home with one of them. But what do we do as Christians? We forbear and we forgive. We forbear and we forgive. In doing so, we bring glory to God, which is why we're on earth anyways. And who cares what somebody thinks of you? Who cares what somebody says? The problem is them. They have the problem. It's between them and God. And that's why it would be good if they acknowledged that they were wrong. And that's why God has us acknowledge that we're wrong. When he says, confess your sins to me, he's talking about just acknowledge that you're wrong, because that'll make it less likely that you're going to fall into it again. You may, but less likely that you will. But if you don't acknowledge it, if you just justify it and make excuses for yourself, then you're still forgiven, God still forgives you, and we still forgive you. But you're not going to learn, and you're not going to grow. Because repentance is part of growth, learning that I was wrong and doing the right. Realigning myself, turning from something and turning to God. All of that is part of growth. But this kind of love that we're talking about is not human. As you can tell, this is not human love. Human love is the clenched fist. You said what to me? And it's out in the parking lot. You know, I have to go out and break these two ladies up. They're in the parking lot. Hands are flying. And we don't. But this kind of love is found in the divine nature. And it is expressed through being gracious one to another. 2 Peter 3, 1 and 3 and 4 talks about the divine nature is the resource of our life. So agape love is known by its attitude and by its actions. We don't just love in word only, but in deed. We love in the way we live our lives, the way we act towards people. Agape love is unifying, and the reason it's so unifying is because Christ, nothing you say or do can prevent Jesus in me from loving you. What can you do or what can you say to me that's going to stop Christ from loving you? Go read Romans 8. Nothing can separate us from the love of Christ. So anything you say to me or anything you do to me, I mean, I can react in the flesh, be hurt, wounded, angry, bitter, and all that other junk that goes along with it, does nothing but ruin my spirit. Or I can forbear and forgive you Christ because you still love me.
Thank you for listening to Grace Thoughts, the radio ministry of Greater Grace Church, located in Green Acres, Florida. Grace Thoughts can be heard daily at 12 p.m. on this same station. For complete messages and information about our ministry, you can visit us on the web at greatergracechurch.net. Again, that's greatergracechurch.net. Donations can be made directly through the website or mail us at Grace Thoughts, P.O. Box 540993, Green Acres, Florida, 33454. That's P.O. Box 540993, Green Acres, Florida, 33454. We hope you've enjoyed today's program and will tune in to us next time as we consider together God's heart toward us in Grace Thoughts.
A1 Auto Care of Hope Sound is a WCNO corporate underwriter. Dave and Esther Morgan have been serving Treasure Coast motorists since 1986.